Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ah, oh, someone wants $1,000. And I think that this is...
Oh.
Object. Or object. I object to that object. O-B-J-E-C-T. Object. Text object to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you have a chance at $1,000 in our national 12K a day contest. Message and data rates apply. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is object.
All object.
Right. You object?
Yeah.
To object?
Uh-huh.
Big Brother is doing a celebrity version right now. I guess we have about, what do we have, a week and a half left?
Yeah.
2 weeks left,
something
maybe?
Something like that. I didn't get a chance to watch it last night.
Oh, it was good last night.
I'm enjoying Tom more now.
It. Are you?
I am too.
Tom, you know, is that...
You know when he turned the corner for me? The little coffee thing that he did in the, you know, the coffee is fun. Coffee is fun. Uh-huh. If you like coffee, you should have some. Like he did this, and he's just, you know, talking to himself like he's...
I told
tries
you.
Tries too hard to be funny.
After they get past all of those little... things that right. They feel like they have to do.
Here's who I am. Here's right. Why I'm famous.
Then it all starts to become them being a little more normal.
Yep.
And you see them and they're...
They're relaxed. And if you're a funny person and you're relaxed, then you're funnier than
right.
If you're trying to
doing
be funny.
Doing your ball joke for the 100th millionth time.
We get it. You're a Canadian with one ball. Tell us more.
So,
really,
yeah.
Tell us more.
He had a nice showing last night.
He did. And they are... They're really going for it, except for Tamar, who... So Tamar is... she is Toni Braxton's little sister, older sister?
I don't know where they are in line.
But she is a... She's a singer, too.
Yeah.
And that chick is... She's funny. She's funny to watch. But she's also super... Like, you can see why she would drive people crazy. She... They did a haunted house challenge last night in order to win the How to Household... And they
it's fun too. That
did,
was a good
it
one.
It did look really good. So they'd set up a whole house in the backyard, and you go in, and it's dark. I think it looked like they did have some kind of light on the attached to their head, like a little red light
uh-huh.
That was gonna, you know,
like a mining
right. Yeah, but it was red, and I assume that that's so that it doesn't screw with the night vision cameras that they're clearly using.
Probably.
In there.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't, so
but
anyway,
it was small. It was
tiny.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It didn't light up the room at all.
No. So then there's, you know, all kinds of people. Like there's this like weird lady laying on the couch in a bunny outfit, and they got to find a set. They have to go find the exits from each room to get to the next room. So I don't know, three or four rooms to get through, and in that process, they have to find the set of car keys so that they can jump out the window and. Go through a
wow.
Car, go get into a car, and
you know
when
one
the
of the things they did that actually I felt like wasn't fair. They put spoiler alert. I mean, not really, but it is one of the neat little things. So in this darkened room, the door doesn't have a knob,
right?
And they put the doorknob in the garbage disposal of the sink, which you don't stick your hand in there. I would not think to stick my hand in there. That's
right.
Not
right.
You,
I think that it was because people found it pretty quickly.
I know, but
I think it was just sitting in the drain. Like it
I
wasn't,
would not have touched that.
Oh, how
I
funny.
Would have been. I would have lost because I would have. I'm condemned. You do not stick your hand there.
I wonder, Vinny,
ever.
If when they looked down, I don't know what the doorknob was made out of, but it looked like one of those glass doorknobs.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if when they put their head and looked into the sink, if the thing just lit
oh,
up with,
they
the,
saw
with the light.
Okay, maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of because I thought the same thing. If they had to reach past the whatever the little mouth, the rubber flange. Mm-hmm. I certainly wouldn't have put my hand past the rubber flange. They had to crawl through this basement in mud. I mean, it was gross. And there's a dude with a chainsaw chasing you at one point.
I'm
sure it's not a real chainsaw. It's okay. Tamar could not She could barely get into the house, let alone get through. And I was like, oh my God, how is she going to handle that muddy downstairs?
Was scared?
She was. She is so drama stay, baby.
Right.
It's being a drama stay.
Hey, how's...
Hold up, yeah.
Oh, you know?
No, let's go on to that. Drama stay!
Is there new news?
What's going on with your reality show? Human's doing a reality show.
Thank you.
We've
named it Drama Stay, which is what it should be called.
Right, but that's just a working title.
It's a yoga reality show, right. It is working, I agree.
the executive producer, this guy named Mylan.
Shame.
He's going to come. Oh, my God, the goat. He's going to come in to meet with me and Bryn and Yuzette on Friday.
Oh.
Like tomorrow?
Yeah.
This is the first time hearing of
no,
this.
No, I asked you last week. I go, is it okay? Do you want to meet Mylan? Do you want to hear about the show?
I didn't know it was tomorrow.
Because you're the one
what
who's...
Time?
Like 9:30, 9:25, whatever, whenever we get off the air.
I'm trying to get out
Bummer
of here.
For you guys.
Yeah, that sucks.
I
gotta
cancel
go.
It.
No,
but the
I'll
only reason is because when you heard this could be Bravo, you were like,
that's
my
station. It is.
Anyone should be
we
on
love Bravo.
Oh, my God. It would be a dream if you had a show on Bravo. Oh, my God. Like, use that. That would be all your dreams come true. Although, you would have to get out of... You couldn't just go home and watch TV every day. You'd
oh,
have
I know.
To
I
actually,
have to go create drama somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, you're you'd have
that.
To go
It'd
to...
be a bigger bitch to a bunch of people.
You'd have to go to yoga.
The same.
Is that possible?
Oh, you would have to go yeah. to yoga.
Or is Susan out of this now? Like, does this guy... Is this guy like, oh I've got... I just
mine.
Latched on to something better than that.
No, he's like... So, you know,
oh,
you're right.
Poor Susan.
She... Yuzette and Bryn and I would all have to go do yoga after work.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You looking forward to that, Bryn?
That sounds horrible.
I can't wait.
All right. So
drama stay, everybody.
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted after.
So all right. Anyway.
All right.
Back to Big Brother just quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Tamar, it's like she had ants in her pants. She was going to wet her pants before she even went in the house. She didn't make it 4 feet into the house. She turned around and went, I'm out.
Wow.
That's it.
So was someone, what was the end? Was someone kicked out or who got
no,
head of household?
No, someone got head of household.
Who was
and
that?
It was, spoiler alert, the new head of household for Big Brother is Tom Green.
Oh, good for him.
Which is good. He's actually, as Vinny said, he's definitely rising through the ranks.
Yeah.
Him and Kato are my favorites. Like, they have a little secret alliance with Lolo, who, by the way, she jumps out of the window at the end and... you just never saw anyone jump through a window more gracefully. Like, she puts her hand down, she tucks up, and just gets out the... I was like, oh, look at that.
Did you see Ricky,
Ricky
flew out at head first?
He literally dove out the window. He's a, you know, he's a tackle.
Football player, right. Yeah. All right, anyhow. So I'll catch up on that today. Let's
oh,
see.
You'll like
so the
it.
Next
it was a good
one is not till Saturday, February
I know.
2nd.
It sucks. Why isn't it until Saturday? Mm-hmm. Is there one on Sunday, too? Yeah, give me a schedule.
Saturday? No, and then not till Monday. I'll keep reminding you as we move along.
Okay, thanks. Hey, everyone. In case you haven't heard, the Super Bowl is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Novato is the apparently childhood home of, what's the guy's name?
Jared Goff. Matter of fact, let me tell you this real quick. I just got a text message from our Shawnee Wani.
Uh-huh.
He says, Jared was in my leadership class when I taught full time. He was in seventh grade.
Goff was a Berkeley kid, right?
Yeah, he went
to
Cal.
He went to Cal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like Marin Academy.
Marin Catholic.
Marin Catholic.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm not sure where Shawnee taught the boy.
Oh, I thought he went to Davis. I thought he went to UC Davis.
No, he went to Berkeley.
He went to Berkeley?
Because mm-hmm.
I had definitely heard the Marin Catholic thing, mm-hmm. which I know a lot of people, you know, it's. I think that's a private school, and clearly
Sounds
it's
like
Catholic.
It. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the sports kids get funneled through there. They have a really good sports
really?
Program, apparently. Anyway... Or so I hear. I don't know.
What do know. We know?
Yeah, please. Trying to not know things. So both quarterbacks in the Super Bowl are from the Bay Area. We've got Jared Goff, who's from Novato, and Tom Brady, who's from San Mateo.
Woo!
Except that the wonderful difference is people said Brady grew up idolizing Joe Montana.
Yep.
And Goff grew up idolizing Brady.
They say that he was what? The first year that Tom played, the kid was really young, like 7 or something.
Mm-hmm.
How much? What?
He's 24.
And
Goff.
So
That's
he's 16
right?
years Goff. Younger. 17 mm-hmm. years younger. Yeah, so it's he was a little boy when Tom started in the league. So Novato and San Mateo, they both have mares. Novato Mayor Eric Lucan and San Mateo Mayor Diane Pappin.
I'm not familiar with her.
How can you not know San Mateo's
Diane
mayor?
Pappin?
You're from San Mateo.
I am, but...
Anyway, they've announced a bet that will win the winner bragging rights, a charitable donation, and a basket of goodies from the loser. If the Rams win, Pappin will have to hand deliver a donation to North Marin Community Services, and a Patriots victory means that Lucan will have to bring a donation to San Mateo's Police Activities League.
Oh.
The losing mayor will also have to go to the other mayor's city council to present a basket of goodies from their own city. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if San Mateo or Novato have things that are specific to their towns. Mm-hmm. It might just be like...
known for blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Or the amazing Novato apples.
Yeah.
And the incredible San Mateo oranges. But they're going to put together a little goodie bag.
That's kind of friendly enough.
It is. It's very friendly.
I don't know anything about the mayor of Novato, but the mayor of San Mateo, she looks smart, intelligent, well-rounded, fashionable.
Mm.
Do you remember the time the mayor of Sonoma was hitting on you?
Yeah. Or was Napa? It Napa?
Yeah.
Napa!
She was very nice.
Very nice.
I saw her at an event.
Did you?
You
guys met there as like a date or...
She was, a million people were pulling at her. She's like such an important figure up
well,
there.
Well, you know, you could... She seemed really into you.
Yeah.
Did you kiss her right on the face?
I think I just gave her a hug.
Thank God, I would have been jealous.
I didn't feel like, I know, right? I didn't feel like a French peck was necessary.
The old French peck. So listen to these quotes from these mayors.
Yeah.
So San Mateo's mayor, Pappin, said, experience wins out in this game. And she noted that Goff was only 7 when Brady won his first Super Bowl in 2002. Also over the Rams, by the way. Lucan, the mayor of Novato, said, Brady may have been to the Super Bowl several times, but Novato's quarterback has never lost one.
Oh.
I'm sure we'll be welcoming a donation from San Mateo after Sunday's big game. So anyway, super cute little local angle on that. Pittsburgh CBS affiliate KDKA, which is broadcasting the Super Bowl, fired a producer for, you know, when they put up graphics on the TV, they'll put like a title of who the person is or whatever. They said Tom Brady, known cheater.
Oh, no.
The guy got fired.
They fired him?
They fired him.
What a bummer.
I know. Maybe he had other problems or something, and that was the final straw.
Someone from L.A. will hire him.
I know. The station said, well, fans are entitled to have personal opinions. We have a journalistic responsibility to provide unbiased reporting. The guy, I don't see his name in here, this random producer. The guy says he's hitting up a job fair this Saturday, and on Sunday he expects Brady to win because he's the best at cheating.
Oh, his name is Michael Telek.
No.
T-E-L-E-K.
Beware. That guy's
27.
Got a mean sense of humor. Known cheater. Tom Brady, known cheater. I think that's so funny. Yeah. Thank you, Anderson. ESPN rounded up 72. ESPN rounded up 72 experts and asked them for their Super Bowl picks. The Pats were chosen by 45 out of them, of 72, 62%. Rams got 27 votes. The most common predicted final score was 30-27. Seven of the experts picked that, and that's what Madden's simulation predicted as well. A couple of things about the ads, because they're always such a big part of the Super Bowl.
Sometimes they're a bigger
celebration.
Part.
Yeah. Lots of times. Red Bull put out some kind of video of Jared Goff saying, should I not say? Should we just hear it right out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Is this one of those deep fakes, though, where it's not really Jared Goff saying this?
No, it's him.
It looks like him.
Yeah, he's just saying a lot of things here.
Well, what's he saying? This is...
stuff football fans say.
Oh, it actually said the S word.
Well, it had like, you know, a pound sign in it. So that goes on for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, boy, 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute.
Adorable.
So that's a Red Bull ad. Is it because when you drink a Red Bull, you can't stop talking? It's like the cocaine beverages.
Oh, my God. I get so twitchy on those things.
Hyundai has done a Super Bowl ad. The only reason I mention this is because our guy Jason Bateman's in it. I don't think it's Ozarks themed or anything. But Hyundai, was there any...
He's an elevator doorman.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So he's really, it's a Hyundai commercial with, and he's an elevator
Well, they
guy?
Stop at different floors. So then they go to.
Oh, that's cute.
I'll jump ahead a little bit.
Okay, car shopping. Oh, that's adorable. Christina Applegate, she threatens to eat the M&M spokespeople in their Super Bowl commercial. I love Christina Applegate.
Yeah, that one's fun.
Oh, okay. It is fun?
Yeah.
And it flashes to three M&Ms in the back. Adorable.
You can break it apart.
Break
what
it apart?
Person growing
That's
up
adorable.
Hasn't heard that? That well, not the oh eat part, God. But you know the
yeah.
The
yeah. Don't make me stop this car.
Yep.
I will turn around. And another Super Bowl news. People who have professional ball contracts have hot girlfriends. Surprise, everyone. And hot wives. There's a place, Sean McVay, his girlfriend.
Okay, Sean McVay is the coach, though.
Okay, well, his girlfriend. So everybody, though, is going to this lady. Her name is, like, Leah Miller. Mm-hmm. And she does, she'll make you a jacket or a hat or whatever, and she does, like, Swarovski crystals on it. This is Sean McVay. I just showed you the girlfriend. Her name is Veronica Coleman.
Veronica Coleman is Sean McVay's girlfriend, and she makes jackets.
No. She went to this Leah Miller. A bunch of, from both teams, all the wives and girlfriends are going to get this thing. It's like a $2,000 jacket. They say that she makes just a regular sort of a, it just looks like, I don't know, what are those jackets that everyone, here's a picture of it.
All right.
Veronica Coleman.
There's a name for that.
It's so hot.
Oh, my God. I saw the picture. I'm like,
oh my
God. I'm going to do this story just because this chick is so hot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, but this chick is ridic.
Yeah, redonk. So I guess
are you
that.
You talking about jacket?
This jacket, I don't know what's
is
the name of that
Letterman
kind of jacket.
Or something?
Yeah, it looks like a Letterman jacket.
Yes,
that's maybe
exactly
that's the word
right.
for it. Thank you.
No, I got her face.
So the jackets that this Leah Miller makes, they cost about $1,000, but this chick added like hundreds or thousands of rhinestones to it. It's like got a big Rams logo on it, an LA logo. Yeah. Here's the back of the jacket, Minnie.
Making it entirely unwearable.
Well, except to the Super Bowl. And then a hat, too, that says, you know, the Super Bowl on it. And it's all in these crystals.
The point is the girlfriend's going to wear this? Is that what you're saying?
The girlfriend will have that on.
Okay.
So maybe that should be one of our bingo categories. And this Veronica Coleman completed the outfit with a custom Rams hat that features 600 crystals handset into it. And tons of Rams and Patriots wives went to Leah Miller to get their one of a kind.
You know what
gear.
The problem is with this? Because I had this problem at the Giants stadium. I went there. I go there on the way home sometimes. And you know, Christina's a Giants fan. I'm a Giants fan. I pull in. I'm going to get her in some.
You're talking like the dugout or something?
Yeah, like the store that's right over here, yeah. You know, so I go in.
At Oracle Park?
Right. Yeah.
Oracle Park.
And I'm like, can a girl get a plain logo tee around here? What the hell? Everything is disco.
Mm. Oh.
And I realize some girls want to have a disco outfit, but I'm like, what is the deal without having a plain logo tee?
Yeah, just a plain tee with a logo on it.
Well, then they can charge more, right?
I don't know. Is that what it is?
Mm.
Dude, go on Amazon.
Yeah.
You'll find it right there. This will be, put it on your phone and make your first purchase.
That's what I said to him, though, right? Can a girl get a logo tee?
What did they say about it?
Huh?
Like, oh, yeah, the logo's all over those.
Yeah.
They're dance party t-shirts. What?
Yeah.
God, this is too disco for, I don't like
dude,
it.
Dude, it's so flashy. But apparently, you got to look for all these bedazzled jets. They're all the girls are going to be wearing.
Yeah. All right.
Remind people about our bingo.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun. In fact, my brother, who listens to the show every, he might still
hey,
be listening.
Big John.
Hey, Big John.
BJ.
So we were at sushi last night, and he's like, oh, my God, we got to print out those bingo cards. Like, we're totally playing that.
Oh, okay, I'll print some more for you guys.
So the ANN, our in-house nerd network,
yeah,
they came
Wait,
up
what?
With 12 different bingo cards with all different, you know, it's a fourth down conversion or it's a, you know, they show Giselle on camera or somebody says goat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then each card is different, just like regular bingo. You got to get those bingo dabbers.
Daubers. They're daubers.
God.
Whatever. The bingo juice things. And then you mark them off and you play it at your house. So we're going to print those out. He was freaking. He's like, oh my God, it's the best idea. I love it. I'm like, cool. Oh, great. We'll do it. So thank you, ANN. You go to RadioAlice.com and just search for Super Bowl bingo. Or big game bingo, I think it's called. I don't think we're allowed to use Super Bowl on there. There's all kinds of rules about what you can and can't say.
Yes.
About the Super Bowl. I think if you're in some kind of an advertising situation, you have to call it the big game. Unless you've paid to use Super Bowl. But if you're just talking about the Super Bowl, you can talk about it. I don't know.
So dumb.
Well, you know. Everybody wants to get paid, Vinny.
Please, it's the most watched television show in the world.
Agreed.
And you're going to make
people... And they're very protective of their
police
logo.
The way they call it.
I know. What's coming up in the news?
I have a fast fact about Michael J. Fox after these.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:37 and it's Thursday. It's Thursday. Coming up at 9:15, our movie review is going to actually be two different Fyre Festival documentaries. There's one on Hulu and there's one on Netflix. And Hooman and Marcus and Bryn's watched them all. And Vinny, did you wind up? I didn't wind up watching one.
You guys seem busy. Anyway, we're going to be reviewing those, but we're going to focus on the Netflix one most
because that's the one you saw.
And it's the better of the two.
Well,
and
you didn't see the other ones.
Well, you
didn't
see
the other
ones.
Well, you don't need to. Just listen. Try not to chime in. Okay. Anyway, everyone, tune in at 9:15. We'll be reviewing
Fyre.
Oh, we peak today.
We do. We peak for the week, Vinny. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets for Cirque du Soleil's Volta. February 14th under the Big Top at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds. Listen to our show all week. That means also tomorrow for more chances to win. If you want to go to Volta, call right now, 800-400-3697. That's a nice thing to take someone to for Valentine's Day, because that's what day February 14th is. So call now, 800-400-3697, and if you're caller number 9, you get the tickets.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart.
Oh, what do they have to say today?
It's now open to the public, including vegetarians and those who eat meat every day.
Oh.
You know who you are.
Every day. I already had my meat this morning.
You had meat already today?
Yep.
What'd you eat? What'd you eat? You eat your dog or something?
Yes, I did. Oh, poor Ella. Something's wrong with her leg. I'm going to have to take her to the vet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's been limping.
Oh, poor little thing.
I ate chicken because I baked some chicken last night and potatoes and green beans. So.
Must have just happened. She was walking around here fine.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have those spindly little legs. She's such a little sausage.
Yeah.
Poor little thing.
I'm like, oh, man. They're probably going to tell me she probably needs to lose weight.
No.
They'll tell her that.
Well, they will say that. But
anything.
But I mean, someone could have stepped on her. Or you could have rolled over on her or something.
No, that wouldn't have happened. I think it maybe has something to do with her jumping down.
Oh.
You know? Either from the stairs. The bed
poor
has stairs,
thing.
But still.
You know what? This is going to sound so dumb. Mm. And it's fine. I'm dumb. Okay. But I never really thought dogs got hurt in their legs the way that, you're throwing a ball for a dog and they run after it. And my vet was like, yeah, they slam on the brakes and their legs are, they go from full speed to locked up.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Of course they get hurt. Mm-hmm. And I was like.
Oh. And the way they twist and turn, they land effed up. Like
but they're so gnarly and they never slow down. And you just go, God, you guys are indestructible.
They seem like they're made of rubber. Right.
Right. Uh-huh. Turns out they can blow a knee out just as easily as a human can.
Right.
So, I mean, I ended up having to have double knee surgeries on my dog's back legs. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Did she have hip problems as well? Was that was one a result of the other?
She had hip problems because the surgery they did on the knees kind of locked the knees. Mm-hmm. So the hips become
So when she sat joint. Down, she'd like bend sideways and be sitting. Like,
uh-huh.
Because her knees couldn't do.
They couldn't bend.
So oh, by the time so she was 14, which she lived to be almost 15, that she was a mess. She was arthritic. And because those surgeries, you know,
take
that's
a toll on you, for sure.
But poor your dog's, thing. How old's your dog?
We believe she's about 4. I think she'll be turning 5 this year.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to do whatever they say they can do to help her.
Absolutely.
Because she's still very young.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, well, anyway.
Little Ella.
Visit sfgcjm.com.
And
we're still in the
every
tag.
Day. Okay. Yeah.
We're still in the tag. The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart is now open to the public. Visit sfgcjm.com.
They're smart. Like, they really, the fact that they're listeners of the show and that they get all these little inside things into their thing.
Tout's done, people.
I like it. It's good. Right. They're funny.
Advertising works.
It does.
Here's what's happening. I wanted to start with a couple fast facts, if I could.
Fast facts? We're starting with them?
Because I found this one to be a little surprising.
All right. Am I allowed to question it?
No. Right. Christopher Lloyd's character is always hunched over in Back to the Future because Michael J. Fox is so short. Christopher Lloyd is 6'1", and Michael J. Fox is 5'4".
And so they
so
made him hunch
Lloyd
over?
So Christopher Lloyd is hunched over so that they could do scenes together.
Interesting. Oh.
Is that weird?
That is weird.
I didn't know Michael J. Fox was 5'4".
I didn't either, actually.
That is...
Yeah, I figured... Well, I figured a couple inches taller.
Well, he didn't seem... He doesn't seem...
He doesn't seem tall, but he doesn't... But that's...
But he doesn't seem particularly short either. And 5'4", pretty short for a dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, 5'4", dudes. And 5'3", dudes.
When Pluto was discovered...
Yes. I love Pluto.
Some of the potential names were Minerva, Zeus, Atlas, Persephone, Kronos, and I can't even say this next one. Pluto was...
Say the next one. Onipides?
I'll
spell it.
I'm going to show it to you, and you say it, okay? You know stuff. Say that word.
Oh.
Above my thumb.
Onten? Onten?
Spell it.
O-N-E-H-T-N. Onten. Is it possible that they misspelled that in that story?
I don't know, but I can't say that word, whatever Onten. It is. Anyway, Pluto was suggested Onten. By an 11-year-old girl in England, and they went with it.
Yeah, Pluto's great.
Pluto.
Is Pluto the god of the underworld?
What?
Isn't that... all those other ones were gods' names. I'm
Are
just wondering.
Are you making questions right now? Is that what you're up to?
I'm just asking.
Because you're going to make the research department
Pluto.
Actually...
Yeah, Pluto was the ruler of the underworld.
Is that Greek?
Classical mythology.
Or Roman mythology.
Greek.
Because they have all the same gods, but different names for them.
Right.
Never mind.
You good?
Sorry I asked.
Yeah, you're overdoing it.
A 43-year-old woman in Thailand was 7 miles into a marathon last week when she saw the runners in front of her avoiding something in the road.
Uh-oh.
Turned out it was a puppy.
Oh, a little puppy.
They were in the middle of nowhere. This is in Thailand. And there weren't any houses or other dogs around, so she knew the puppy was either super lost or someone abandoned it.
Oh.
So instead of running around it like everyone else was doing, losers, she picked it up and kept running the marathon and carried it for the next 19 miles.
You'd think it was, she would shake it to death. My God.
That they actually, say
that
here that
terrible.
It was only a tiny puppy, probably 2 to 3 pounds, but of course, over 19 miles while running.
And you need your arms when you're running. Like, right? That's a huge part of your momentum.
She says it made the marathon twice as hard, but she was not going to leave him behind. She tried to track down the owner later on, and no one ever came forward.
Did
so she
honor?
Took him to a vet, got him vaccinated, and it's now her puppy.
So she found her dog on the...
Yeah.
The road.
It just I love
like
those
a
stories.
Long way to run with a puppy.
Well, yeah,
like, you know it peed itself and.
What, well, what are you going to do? You can't
asleep.
Leave it behind. I mean, she didn't want to not
Could you
do
just
a
put
race.
It on the side of the road?
No.
Get
no.
it out of the way
no.
of everybody.
Pick that thing up and keep going.
Well, yeah. That lady did.
Yeah. Right. She
you
trained.
Could be bystanders on the side of the road. You'd be like, "Hey, anybody want a puppy?"
That I am surprised by. That so she
like
couldn't hand it off
the...
to someone. They usually have drink stations and
yeah.
You'd
what is it, like hardcore?
Like, hold on to this. I'll drive back here this afternoon.
Right. When I finish my race.
Here are some strange snack food combos we love, including ice cream with French fries and peanut butter with pickles.
I've heard the ice cream
with French fries is delicious. There's no question about that. And what is it? Peanut butter and pickles?
Peanut butter and pickles. Have you had that?
No, I'll try it though.
Apple pie and cheddar cheese?
That's the thing. People do that. I don't particularly like that, but people do that. They love that.
I could see the cheddar cheese being baked into maybe the crust or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen it like just sort of grated on top and it melts onto the hot pie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I suppose you could cook it in.
Popcorn and hot sauce.
Oh.
You can absolutely Tabasco popcorn.
Sure.
Pretty good.
I'd rather just have some kettle corn, thanks.
Cream cheese and jelly isn't weird.
That's
I grew
not
up
weird
on
at all.
That.
Yeah. Cream
but
cheese and then you put some jelly.
List.
All right.
My mom made that for me. That was in my little lunch she made all the time.
Oh, really?
Instead of a peanut butter and jelly, cream cheese and jelly.
Cream cheese and jelly.
All right.
Absolutely.
I've definitely cream cheesed a bagel and then swiped some jelly over it.
God, those were gold when I was in elementary school.
Delicious.
The other kids would be, I'd be like, it's taco. I'll trade you. For a taco, I'll give you.
Oh, all right.
Every time. You know, it's always you want what everyone.
You want what you don't have.
Right.
People I'm sick
like,
of these.
Your mom made you lunch? Yeah, you can have my janky cafeteria food. Ice cream and French fries. Meat and sour cream. Well, that's a burrito, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and also, isn't sour cream how you make there's a beef stroganoff. Don't you put sour cream
in? Oh, you do.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Of course, that's delicious.
So this is on the food snacking, another story related.
Snacking,
the Super Bowl
though.
Is a big eating day.
Yes. Oh, my God. I hope someone's making chicken wings at my house because I know I'm not doing it.
The food website Delish analyzed Google data to find out which Super Bowl food in every state we've been searching for the most. The most popular snack is buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, the dip? So it must just be, what?
I don't, buffalo chicken dip.
So maybe they chunk up chicken and put it into some kind of buffalo sauce and then scoop it with taco?
With tortilla chips?
I've never heard of it.
Me either. Buffalo chicken wings for sure.
Yeah,
delicious.
I can see that.
It does sound good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it has
cream
cheese, softened chicken breast, 1 cup of it, buffalo wing sauce, ranch or blue cheese, Monterey Jack cheese, and tortilla chips.
Amen.
The most Googled Super Bowl food in every state, Alabama, white chicken chili.
Oh, that's delicious.
You've had it?
I've had white chicken chili. My sister-in-law makes it, and it's delicious.
Debbie?
Like, surprisingly good.
Debbie!
Told us Debbie makes white chicken chili?
Well, I haven't had it since she's lived here, but my mom put all our recipes together in one book.
Nice.
I know it was a Christmas present a few years ago, and Debbie has a bunch of recipes in there. Like, white chicken chili is one of them. John made it one time.
What is it made out of? Like, white beans? Or
it's white beans, and then I don't know what the sauce is.
Yeah.
And then just chicken. And whatever other spice. It was delicious. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, white chicken chili. Get that.
Alaska's nachos, Arizona. Death by chocolate cake.
Oh.
Arkansas chicken wings. California baked chicken breasts.
What?
Colorado broccoli cheese soup.
Oh, broccoli cheese soup. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I like it.
Delaware chocolate peanut butter cake. DC is pigs in a blanket. These are all the Super Bowl foods from
pigs
every
in a blanket?
State.
Isn't that...
It's hot
in
dogs.
In a pancake or something, right?
No, you can do a croissant.
Oh, all right.
You know those Pillsbury
ones? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good. I'm going to make those. I'm going to make some stuff. I'm going to make nachos for sure. Oh, look at that. Those look delicious.
Nevada.
So you get the little Vienna sausages,
right.
huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's, I'm going to get some.
Nevada has vegan cheesy bacon spinach dip. That, vegan.
Wait, vegan with
cheesy
cheese.
Bacon, but
okay.
It's vegan.
So no thanks. That sounds horrible.
Pennsylvania chicken wings. Like, okay, there you go. That's right. the good old standby.
Yeah.
Normal.
All
right, that's enough for the food, right?
No.
You hungry?
I'm always hungry. God, I'm just imagining those pigs in a blanket. A little. So you're saying that's Pillsbury... pop up croissants.
I think what you do is you get those little
Vienna sausages.
The Vienna
hot dogs.
They're
like mini hot dogs, right.
And then they have a, what do they call it? Like a round canister.
The Pillsbury stuff.
Right, crack it
and then wrap each one.
I'm doing that. You bake it. And I think that's great. I think my mom has done that.
It's easy.
I bet you can put some stuff, like put a little Cholula in there.
And cheese.
Yeah, a little cheese. That sounds good. I'm doing that.
If you're a morning person, here's some good news for you.
Well, I'm not.
A morning person?
Yeah.
But you are, so okay. here's some good news for you.
According to a new study, morning people are happier overall than people who stay up late.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Because I'm always so tired.
And that's not the only bad news for night owls. They also have a higher risk of depression and schizophrenia.
Oh, well, goodness gracious.
That'll explain all the voices you do.
Stop it.
You're not really a night owl, though.
Well, I would be, though, if I was not, if I didn't have to get up at 4.
Right, but I mean, it's like you've been doing this a long time, so it's you could hardly
it's
call
like
yourself
I'm a,
that.
I'm a morning person, like, not by choice. But I am one because I live my whole life to get up early.
Right.
Except on the weekends.
On the weekends, I just blow my whole schedule. Like, Monday and Tuesday are always bad days for me because...
Monday and Tuesday.
Well, you know... Because you need sleep so bad on Monday night that you're like all anxious about getting it. And then I never, Tuesday's my best night of sleep usually of the week.
Hump day.
A 19-year-old boy in Sumter, South Carolina named Emmanuel Franklin faked his own kidnapping last week to extort $130 out of his mom. That's what he asked for.
Oh.
She got a call from an unknown phone number and could hear Emmanuel in the background. Then the guy on the phone told her to put $130 in the mailbox at a specific address or your son dies.
Oh, my God.
$130.
Fortunately, so the entire plan immediately fell through because the address they gave for her was Emmanuel's dad's house.
Oh, my God.
So she recognized it. It's not clear who made the phone call. They're
some
saying
dummy.
Here, well, they don't think it was the dad.
All right. The dad's not going to do it. He's got $100.
Do you know what
bucks.
This reminds me of? That
what?
Scene in Ozark where the dad tries to rob the strip joint.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like so.
You're not doing this, Dad.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, I mean, you could hear his voice. He's like, I want the money in the bag. And we all, like, look at each other in Sarah's and we're like, oh, my God, it's her dad. We're just all roll our eyes. We're like, what an idiot. Well,
he's a jailbird. I mean, that is...
The thing that sucks about that guy is, like, all he had to do was walk the straight... Like Ruthie's got that whole family on the right track. Like,
she's taking care of
him. He's... Well, I don't want to say anything about him.
He's a mess. And this is the guy. This is the real-life story of that guy right here.
Yeah.
The one Vinny's reporting.
You better put $130 in this address. Don't act like you know where that is.
Emmanuel, what he did, it qualifies as blackmail in South Carolina. So he's looking at 10 years and a $5,000 fine.
How old did you say
he's 19.
Oh, what a dummy. His mom just didn't want to give him any money.
Well, she's had about enough of this nonsense.
Sounds like
she's been dealing with this crap
for 19 years.
Whole life.
Loser.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Text us.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tell us what is.
If you're out in one of those cold areas... we'd love to hear what you're going through. Are you having any frost quakes? Sounds like a breakfast cereal. I'm a bowl of frost quakes.
It does. You're right.
Frosted quakes.
650 says, how in the... Oh, spoiler alert for Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert. Okay.
How in the world did Tamar get votes for that power?
Oh, yeah, she
got... What were people thinking?
Because she's the most interesting person on there. She is. She's the one causing all the drama. She's the one who is, you know, like that. Who's the big football player? What's his name again?
Ricky Williams.
He's so boring. Like, he's got nothing.
I don't think he's that boring.
He's totally boring.
In a couple cases, he's just blown up people's games.
Yeah, but he does it in such a boring way. Like, there's no drama there at all. Like, you don't even notice him until he's like, yeah, I guess he shouldn't have said that. That didn't seem like the right thing to say. That's it. That's like his entire, that's his level of enthusiasm. And then they always show him like in the workout room doing like up dogs.
Oh,
like, oh my God.
Another spoiler alert. That's what I liked about Tom last night is when he was talking about who he should put up on the block. He's like, or, and he's doing the evil genius hand motions.
What?
I could put up you, Ricky. Mm. I was like, that is great.
And a backdoor Richard. Hey.
Who was that?
It was Bart Simpson.
Like Bart Simpson.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm going to start with a story you mentioned off the cuff yesterday. Found a little bit more about that.
All right.
Got a Cardi B story. And I got a bad tattoo gone wrong. They often do. And more. After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.